As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, February the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that this morning. Hard facts, certainly that. And we might even advance and discuss solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Let me get my throat cleared out a little bit here this morning. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. And again, special welcome out to our new affiliate, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. That information, all the contact information, and so much more is available at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Do log on and bookmark that site today if you're not there already. Gold inches higher this morning as the stocks and the U.S. dollar softened, but, well, all of that up, down, in, and out. It's a Ponzi scheme, no doubt about it. But a lot of volatility in the gold market this morning. We'll talk about that briefly. Sarah Palin's Tea Party Nation address might cover that. Still kind of on the line, back and forth, whether we'll go there or someplace else. Failing everything else, we're going to review some more of the fundamentals of just what it is to become vocal local. And we'll take your calls as well. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, February, why don't I say that properly, February the 10th, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $5.20. It was much higher this morning earlier, but it got hammered, hit a top right around $1,083, and then they came into the market and they busted it down another 10 bucks. Anyway, gold was trading off $5.20 at $1,072.40. Silver lost 6 cents in early trading at $15.39. Where's that $19 silver everybody was talking about? Platinum up 4 bucks at $1,507 an ounce, and palladium off a dollar at $417 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, rather disappointing. I'd like to see it travel much higher. I'd like to get back above that 1,100 mark and head on towards 1,200. But the low in the morning market this morning, $1,070.90, $1,083.20 for a high. But at $1,072.40, your gold is still up $157.40 for a 17.20% return on your investment. You don't get it at that in the bond market, folks. Only in gold, only in silver. We'll be right back.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, let's go back into that market report once again for Wednesday, February the 10th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $5.20 at $1,072.40 an ounce. Silver off 6 cents at $15.39. Platinum up $4 at $1,507. Palladium off a dollar at $417 an ounce. A 30-day average there, we're off about $78 from where we were a month ago in gold for a 6.78% decline from that rather lofty high that it hit there. But the boys in London this morning set the gold price at $10,075.50. We're $3 and a dime below that right now. The SPDR gold shares this morning sitting at 1,106.38 tons. We're about in these prices at around $38.1 billion. Let's bring that to your attention. That's an electronic exchange-traded fund, and they have the ability to work that system pretty well and the other exchange-traded funds around the planet to speculate inside of the gold market, which is causing a lot of the havoc. Of course, the World Gold Council and others have been Johnny on the spot and slugging away, trying to get the Fed out of the gold market, the silver market, but we'll just have to deal with everybody in the market, I guess. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it closed up 150 yesterday, going back above 10,000, closing out at 10,059. The NASDAQ bumped up 25 and closed at 2,151. The S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500 index, bumped up 14 and closed out at 1,071, so pretty small moves there in the Dow. The crude oil this morning drops 27 cents. Basically, all the commodities in the foreign exchange market, everything is down. But the crude oil drops 27 cents and is trading at about $73.48 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index moves up 14 basis points, closing in on that 80 mark again. This intercontinental exchange, which I draw to your attention, maybe you'd visit the website, check it out a little bit for yourself, but it's running around 79.91 for those dollar futures, the way they exchange that trade, the way they do that. In the foreign exchange market this morning, of course, that's going to roll over and affect all of them. All of the indicators that we track here, the currencies that we track here are down. This morning, the Canadian dollar loses 25 basis points, runs at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 47 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro down 40 basis points at $1.38. The British pound down 66 basis points at $1.56. And the Swiss franc is down 23 at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yield on the 2-year is running at 0.82. The 10-year stands at 3.63% and the 30-year at 4.56. The mortgage markets this morning, the fixed mortgage, the 15-year mortgage, continues its downward slide. We're looking at a decline from 4.79% a month ago to 4.41% on those mortgages. And in the 30-year, we're down from 5.29 a month ago to 5.08. Had a rather interesting caller call in on Lee Rogers' broadcast last evening. Was listening to him. Young man called in. He guess he'd made a video or something, a DVD. Wanted to promo that. I didn't catch his name, unfortunately. Just kind of came in quickly and off he went. He was talking about gold and diamond and uranium mining all being interconnected and interlinked, something about a templesman, and it all benefits the gold miners. But somehow or another, he's under the delusion that we shouldn't get involved in the gold market. You shouldn't buy gold or buy silver. Rather peculiar. You know, you hear that kind of stuff all the time. It really it slays me. It defies logic. But I guess, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that was certainly his. But to think that gold and diamond mining and uranium mining are interlinked and interconnected and that it only serves the global east, that's a real stretch. I don't know, there's a lot of gold in Alaska. Of course, we reported on the gold finds in that Agnico Eagle is going after in around the Iqaluit Nunavut area. There's gold all over Alaska. There was gold all over California. There was gold all over North and South America. There's been gold found all over the world. And I don't think that you're going to find that much uranium associated with gold mining, but certainly I don't know and I haven't heard of any major diamond finds in California or Alaska, but there might be certainly that. And when we buy gold, we're actually taking it out of the hands of the globalists and returning it to private hands where it belongs. Same thing with silver. So it's pretty hard to justify that kind of comment, sure, but I guess he's welcome to it. I wouldn't mind seeing the DVD. If he wants to send me a copy, I'd certainly like to find out more about his opinion. But I wouldn't run on that advice. Here's a little bit off of Bloomberg. Stocks rise, Greek bonds soar on speculation of a German bailout. Now, we've been watching this one for some time. Certainly, there's been a lot of discussion about what's happening in Greece, as if that's going to be the turning point. The tumbling stone, if you will. Maybe, maybe not. But they say stocks rallied worldwide as the prospect of German aid for Greece drove the nation's bond yields down the most since the creation of the euro. Well, a little bit more on that. But again, we really have other problems besides Greece's marketplace. It's kind of like just a whipping boy that's being held up as a way of justifying the financial tumult when we should perhaps be taking a better look at this derivatives market, which caused most of the grief. But German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble said that aid to Greece may extend beyond guaranteeing loans, according to an official who attended a briefing for lawmakers on the eve of guaranteeing loans. on the eve of a European Union summit that will be dominated by economic issues. Well, that's an interesting little tip there. The eve of a European summit that will be dominated by economic issues. I'll be keeping my eyes on that. And Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke will present testimony later today on the withdrawal of stimulus measures as the U.S. economy rebounds. Now, you pay attention right where you are. I'm certainly paying attention here. I'm looking for that U.S. economy to rebound somewhere in the vicinity. But, yeah, he will be on at 10 o'clock today, Eastern Standard Time, which means he's probably speaking now. The reassurance has arrived, said Philip Musil, a fund manager at Constantina Privatbank AG in Vienna, who helps oversee about $13 billion, quote, a comment from a decision maker has long been awaited to show that Greece will not be left alone. Greece will not be left alone. I can assure you that Greece is not going to be left alone. I'm sure the money masters are going to be all over Greece. No doubt about it. And they're rubbing their little greasy fingers all over Greece. Greek bonds have lost more value than any other government debt this year on concerned Prime Minister George Papandreou. Yeah, have you noticed in Greece they all start with Papa? Everybody's a Papa of somebody. And I guess they're very fertile people. Will fail to cut the largest budget deficit in the EU. Labor unions are striking today, closing schools, hospitals, and airports in protest at planned austerity measures. We said this before about Iceland. We need to know it about Greece. They start rubbing their fur wrong. These people pour out into the streets. What's happening in America? The malaise continues. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
And our call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Going back to this article off Bloomberg, stocks rise, Greek bonds soar on speculation of a German bailout. Again, they're looking at Greece here, and they're looking very carefully at Greece, as like I said, as if the whole world is turning on Greece right now. I don't think so. I think the wheel has been greased, but I don't believe that we're turning on Greece. But an aid package for Greece may fuel speculation. The strongest members of the 16-nation currency region are being shackled by the federal troubles of the weakest members. Key phrase there. This is where we're going to stop on this particular article. This idea of the 16-nation currency region being shackled by the deficit troubles of the weakest members. Of course, in the United States, California being no exception, we also are shackled, if you will, by our weakest members as the various states are seeking bailouts from the Fed. But, of course, that just is robbing from Peter to pay Paul and isn't really the answer either. But I guess we don't want to turn our backs on people that are in financial trouble like the Greeks. I guess that that's, fortunately, that's not really your problem or mine. I think what we really need to focus on is the continuing consolidation of power and regulatory power by the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and all these bankster gangsters that are hanging out in the woods. But let's see a little bit more about that. Here's something from another Federal Reserve banker. This one, Janet Yellen, most of you know who she is. She's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. She said a more flexible exchange rate policy in China may help mitigate growing concerns about inflation there and ease global imbalances. Again, that's nice of you to say so, Janet. Why don't you have a cup of coffee and mind your own business? But I guess it is her business when she chooses to make it her own business. But again, as we heard out of Davos, and as we heard out of the read in the reports out of the Sydney Symposia, the 50th annual Federal Reserve of Bank of Australia's report, and also out of Iqaluit when the G7 met, they're very concerned about this idea of strong currencies, the United States of America, the Federal Reserve banking system in the U.S., they want that strong dollar policy, but apparently they want everybody else to join them in the swimming pool of higher inflation and runaway currency devaluations, and they don't like to have any competition out there for strong currencies and vibrant economies. But here's the continuation from this one also off of Bloomberg. This is a Vivian Liu Chen article. The crisis, the quote, the crisis has vividly demonstrated to the Chinese one of the downsides of pursuing an export-oriented growth strategy. You stop right there and look at how the export-oriented growth strategy was built up by the United States and the Europeans as we moved into China with Mao Zedong and set up the Communist Party there. And then financed them, and then exported capital to that area, and centered or located our bank, our businesses there, our manufacturing there, and encouraged the creation of the mini land bridge, the Asia Pacific Economic Council or Cooperation, APEC. We went through all of this process spent many, many years developing the situation, bankrupting the United States of America, exporting all of our work, outsourcing. All of this has been going on for, what, 40, 50 years now? Or longer? And again, Janet Yellen has the, I don't know what you'd want to say, the chutzpah to say that the crisis has vividly demonstrated to the Chinese one of the downsides of pursuing an export-oriented growth strategy, namely the increased vulnerability to adverse foreign shocks. This is what she said in a paper released today that was adapted from a report on November the 15th, trip by her to Asia. I'd like to read that report. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said last week, little Timmy speaking, that Chinese officials realize a more flexible exchange rate is in their economy's best interest. Now, that was the talking point that we heard out of the G7, this idea of a more flexible exchange rate. Of course, there's a lot of flexibility in our exchange rate, isn't there? The USDX. I don't know how many billions and billions of dollars it took on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. to bump up the USDX this morning, 14 basis points, to 79.91. But there seems to be no end of the amount of funny money that they're willing to dump in there to paint a happy face on, in other words, grim financial situation. But they're concerned. They're very concerned that China doesn't have a more flexible exchange rate. Dropping down a little further in the article, it's actually quite likely that China will move, Geithner said on February 4th in response to a question about China's currency from a lawmaker on the Senate Budget Committee. Quote, they recognize this is important to them in their interest as well. The Fed's current pledge to keep interest rates low for an extended period has raised concerns that asset prices in Asia are increasing as a result. As they always say, and you hear it over and over again, especially when you listen on international shortwave, it's the U.S. foreign policy and our trade policies that are causing concern globally. It has very little to do with your freedom of speech or freedom of mobility or your freedom to worship whatever faith you might have. Dropping down a little bit further in this, it also says here that home prices in Hong Kong rose 29% last year, prompting Norman Chan, chief executive of the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, to say the city faces a huge potential risk of asset bubbles. Well, what's sauce for the goose is often sauce for the gander, and certainly we had no shortage of home prices rising here. If they're doing anything, they're following our lead. Might not do that. You want to follow a leader, you want to follow a successful person, not somebody that's full of error. A little bit more here. Hong Kong's recovery has undoubtedly benefited from the Fed's easy monetary policy. The easy monetary policy. Free money. Free money. Keynesian economics. Spend your way to prosperity. Even so, quote, it is by no means clear that the recent bout of property price appreciation owes mainly to the low world interest rates. It has a lot to do, you know, with supply and demand. The appreciation of property prices, prices going up on housing, prices going up on condominiums, prices going up in the city, going down in the country. It has a lot to do with the industrialization of a nation, and we experienced that here during our industrial revolution. One can only expect it to happen in China as well, as they become less agrarian and more industrial. Well, enough of that article. Barry the Usurper, being a rather duplicitous fellow, doesn't begrudge bonuses for savvy blank, fine, and diamond. Yeah, no doubt about it. This by Juliana Goldman and Ian Kotz. Imagine they cash for their kitchen from time to time. February the 10th, new news off of Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper said he doesn't begrudge the $17 million bonus awarded to J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's Chief Executive Officer, Jamie Dimon. I couldn't imagine that he does. Look right back to it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and it just is kind of like haunting me. I just keep going back in my mind to the caller last evening on Lee Rogers' broadcast here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I didn't note the time. Oftentimes I will, particularly when it's a caller calling in, so you can go back and listen to the archives on that. And I don't want to spend too much time on it, but this concept of advocating that people not get involved with gold or silver insofar as that it may benefit gold miners, or that for some reason or another it might have something to do with uranium mining or even diamond mining. And certainly there's all of that. We talked about forced labor in the past, the idea, and we've talked about and reported repeatedly how the people, the indigenous peoples in South Africa, are in and around the edges of the mines and so on, going in, and because the price of gold now has risen so high that it's profitable for them to take a little bit greater risk personally and see if they can't get a little bit of the yellow metal so that they might be able to improve their lives. But it just it flies against my grain. You know, it rubs my hair the wrong way when I hear things like that. I guess the first thing I would have to ask the young person would be, what are you invested in? Does he own his own home? Does he own his own automobile? Is he out of debt? Has he paid off his school more, you know, loans and things like that? What has he got going on in his life? what opportunities does he offer other people to be able to transfer out of the fiat Federal Reserve note, which is declining in value as rapidly as a stone falling to the bottom of a pond? And what would he encourage people to do to protect and preserve their wealth, hard-earned as it is? How would you get your money out of Federal Reserve notes and put it into something of lasting value? If the whole economy goes inside out and upside down, what would you advocate? Pinto beans, perhaps? Bullets, maybe, as a last resort? Bibles, perhaps? I don't know. But I do know this, that in the early 90s, when gold was at the bottom, a 27-year low, I believe it was, when gold was trading around $235, I think it was maybe $260 an ounce when I first started picking up some of these gold brokers' reports on the shortwave, it just made good sense to me. I mean, you've heard it from the time that you were just a toddler, the idea that you buy when things are low and you sell when things are high. And if you had the opportunity back then to transfer money out of, let's say, your CDs or some other investment vehicle, that was the interest rate was going down and down and down. Right now, the benchmark to target rate, the benchmark rate on for interest from the Fed is 0.25%, my friends. Have you been in a bank lately and looked at passbook savings account interest? How about your CDs, certificates of deposits, you know? The interest rates are so low, they're below the inflation rate, so it's just a calculated loss each year. But even if you were invested in real estate, let's say you had rental properties or you had a couple of storefronts someplace in a strip mall, as more and more houses go upside down on the real estate market, it becomes increasingly difficult to be able to maintain a sufficient yield at rent just to pay your property taxes as the property taxes continue to escalate higher and higher and higher as the socialist beast system seeks more and more revenue on an endless basis. Where on earth and how would one protect and preserve and defend their hard-earned labor if not in some secure investments? And what can be more secure than the precious metals, especially when they're in private possession, when they're in your own hands? Whether you hide them in the attic, whether you bury them in the yard, or whether you put them in a shoebox or an old paint can, you can get your hands right on it. You don't have to wait for a bank to open. You don't have to pray that they'll let you into your safe deposit box. You don't have to do any of that sort of stuff. You can just lay your hands on them. So I wonder, and I'm just concerned, I hope people aren't led astray by that kind of language. But again, if he's out there listening today, this morning, he's welcome to call in. The number is 866-841-1065. And if you'd like to send me a copy of his DVD for my viewing, maybe he will educate me. But you could do that at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I can tell you this, it would be the first DVD that I have in my collection of DVDs, which is not extensive, that would actually be able to refute the intelligence of investing in precious metals. But let's go back to this article here. Off of Bloomberg, Obama, doesn't begrudge bonuses for savvy blank fine and diamond. Barry the Usurper again said he didn't begrudge or doesn't begrudge the $17 million bonus awarded to J.P. Morgan and Chase Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon or Diamond, or the $9 million issued to Goldman Sachs Group Inc. CEO Lloyd Blankfein, noting that some athletes take home more pay. We're not talking about athletes here, Barry. Time to put the basketball down. Basketball been very, very good to Barry. Time to put the basketball down, Barry. We're not talking about athletes. But, he continues, the president, speaking in an interview, said in a response to a question that while $17 million is, quote, an extraordinary amount of money, close quote, for Main Street, quote, there are some baseball players who are making more than that and don't get to the World Series either. So I'm shocked by that as well. Well, Barry's going to be shocked by a lot of things. But why are we talking about baseball games? baseball players. America has a love affair with their balls, and apparently Obama is no exception. Quote, I don't know those guys. Excuse me, misspoke. Quote, I know both those guys. Perhaps you'd like to explain your relationship with Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Blankfein, Barry? He says, they're very savvy businessmen, close quote. In an interview yesterday in the Oval Office, the Overy Office. Is there anyone under your desk, Barry? With Bloomberg Business Week, which will appear on newsstands Friday. Quote, I, like most of the American people, don't begrudge people success or wealth. That is part of the free market system. Yeah, that's kind of true, Barry. That's kind of true. Of course, it surely helps to have a lot of tax dollars thrown at you as well. Even if you do return it after 6 months, can you imagine the amount of revenue that you could make if you were given $16 billion, $17 billion on a six-month interest-free loan? Baby, that's the kind of stuff a man dreams of. Blankfein and Dimon, or Dimon, took their bonuses in stock rather than cash, which the usurper encouraged other corporations to do. Such compensation, he says, quote, requires proven performance over a certain period of time as opposed to quarterly earnings, close quote. And there's truth to that. It's kind of like a bonus. It's kind of like a realtor or stockbrokers or other people that are in speculative marketplaces. They don't get their money up front. They only get it when the horse wins, right? He said that that's a fairer way of measuring CEO success and ultimately will make the performance of American businesses better. And whatever J.P. Morgan and Chase and company want to pay their people, certainly their business and not the government's. But we're going to find that the government is involved in it anyway. They can't stay out of it. Blankfein, let's see, his comments came just after 2009 bonus packages were announced for Dimon and Blankfein. Dimon, 53, led New York-based J.P. Morgan, the second biggest U.S. bank, to a profit during each quarter of the financial crisis. No doubt. J.P. Morgan and Chase. Reaping profits in each of the quarters of the financial crisis. And Blankfein, 55, both relatively young men, was at the helm when New York-based Goldman Sachs shares doubled last year as profits soared to a record high. The two banks were among those that, quote-unquote, repaid the bailout money. They repaid the bailout money. Again, if you have access to high-frequency exchanges on the stock market, if you have access to the M&A business, mergers and acquisitions, think of the position that you could make in a very short period of time by receiving windfall cash to invest with, to play with in the markets. The usurper said compensation packages over the last decade haven't always been commensurate with performance, and reiterated his call for shareholders to have a say in CEO pay. Quote, that serves as a restraint and helps align performance with pay. Shareholders often have not had any significant say in the pay structures for CEOs. Oh, that's not article.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights at 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly, back again to the thing that seems to be on my mind, can't quite shake it. It seems such like a peculiar way of reference, way of looking at the world, looking at the gold miners as being the big evil in gold and silver. But another question that I would ask for those of you out there that might feel that that's the right way to go, just to boycott gold and silver because someone might benefit, another one that I would ask is how about portability? And how about liquidity? In times, when times get tough, and when interest rates are high or when interest rates are low and where buyers are not necessarily abundant, how do you liquidate real estate, for instance, quickly? If all of your property, if all of your wealth, let's say, was tied up in lands, maybe like I said before, a strip mall or a couple of houses or even fine cars, what's the liquidity factor in that? If all of a sudden you took ill or you had to make some immediate adjustment in your life, would you be able to sell a house or, let's say, a Mercedes-Benz at a profit these days? Would you be able to move them out quickly, even with the advent of things like Craigslist and Amazon, I guess? I don't know all of the places where you can use it on the Internet, but would you be able to do that? How many hours would it take you to put your hands or lay your hands on a few grand if you needed it in a hurry? Maybe something came along that was just a whopping deal, and you wanted to take advantage of that, maybe quickly turn something over, come across a 50 caliber BMG or something like that at half price. You know, you could sell it at the next gun show for 200% return on your investment. How quickly would you be able to capitalize? How quickly could you mobilize some funds? Well, These are the things that have driven the decision to invest in the precious metals for people for a very, very, very long time. And again, as I said in the beginning, really when individuals, private parties, acquire the precious metals and put them in their own stockpile, their own little treasure chest, it takes it out of the hands and it takes it away from the money masters, the men behind the curtain. They don't have it in their possession. There's only so much gold above ground. Some say that all the gold that has ever been mined since the beginning of time and hasn't been taken interstellar travel is still above the surface and in private hands. And there may be some truth to that. But again, it just flies in the face of reason. I hope his DVD is enjoyable to watch, and I hope it has a solid foundation, but I would caution you. And certainly, you know, you think about financial advice. What did your father and your mother ever tell you about? I never even heard of gold or silver until I was well past my 30s. No one ever mentioned it. No one even discussed it. It was like just one of those taboo topics, I guess. But I'm certainly glad I discovered it. And I would encourage you to take a look at it for yourself. Not that I am here to advise you one way or the other. You do what you need to do in your life. But certainly, at a time of great financial uncertainty, I would sleep better knowing that all my savings and hard work and effort weren't tied up in a strip mall someplace when there's so much competition now per square foot for a strip mall space. Harder and harder to keep them filled up. If there's any silver lining in this morning's news, this might be it. Blizzard may disrupt commuters from Washington to New York City. And this off again off of Bloomberg. This morning's news, flights were canceled, schools closed, commuters delayed, and the U.S. Congress suspended work as forecasters warned a blizzard may blanket Washington and New York with as much as 20 inches of snow. Of course, he says 51 centimeters, as if any of us are measuring snow in the U.S. in centimeters. But anyway, can you imagine? All it takes is 20 inches of snow to have Congress suspend its work. Man, what would it cost for a snow machine? The storm, the second for the Washington-Baltimore area in less than a week, will change from sleet and wet snow this morning to blizzard conditions as it spreads northward along the East Coast, accompanied by winds gusting to 55 miles an hour. Well, at least they're on the speed limit, forecasters said. 10 to 20 inches of snow may fall in Washington and Baltimore, and as much as 18 inches forecast for New York. And then it goes on, tells you all about the weather. Tri-state commuters girded for delays on the Long Island Railroad, Metro North and New Jersey Transit lines, subway express trains in New York will likely run local, and chains will be put on the tires of 700 to 800 city buses to help them travel the snowy, slushy streets, the New York Post reported. Wouldn't this be a great time for a general strike? Instead of getting out there and trying to shovel your way down the sidewalk and shovel out your automobile, wouldn't it be nice just to make yourself a nice cafe mocha or latte and just sit back, call the boss and say, I'll see you when the snow melts, boss. Just call a general strike. Tokyo-based Mizuho Financial Group, which has about 800 staff in the New York region, plans to maintain full operations today after advising staff to go home early yesterday because of the weather. Doesn't get any more intelligent. I think they should just simply stay home. We talk about stock exchanges being closed. A blizzard warning was issued early today for New York City, and it's going to be in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. But you know, there's always a worm in the apple. Heating oil rose on speculation demand will increase as temperatures plunge in the Northeast. The money masters. They're always looking to profit on other people's misery. U.S. Airways Group halted 1,300 flights, many at New York's LaGuardia and Washington National Airports, or 42% of its entire schedule. Maybe Nancy Pelosi will be forced to stay in California and out of Washington. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Here's a little bit more. Continental Airlines canceled all of its 400 of its main flights, as well as several hundred regional flights today at Newark's Liberty Airport. And here's the real good news for today. The U.S. Senate won't meet today because of the storm. Senate Democratic leader Harry S. Reid announced on the floor, the House has canceled votes for the rest of the week. I'm ready to invest in man-made climate change, aren't you? Let's have a little bit of weather modification. Maybe we could keep that snowstorm going into 2012 or maybe 2060. This is an unusual piece. Israel uncovers an ancient Jerusalem road in the old city. That's right. Off Bloomberg, Gwen Ackerman writes, an ancient Jerusalem thoroughfare walked by Christian pilgrims 1,500 years ago was uncovered in the old city. I wonder how they knew the Christian pilgrims walked that road 1,500 years ago. Someone drop a Bible? Maybe a crucifix? Confirming the authenticity of a mosaic map in a church in Jordan, Israel, antiquities authorities said today. The remains of what was one of the city's large bustling streets went undiscovered, said archaeologists. Other important buildings on the map have been found over the years or survived to this day, including the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where tradition holds that Jesus was crucified. At a depth of 4.5 meters below, you notice they didn't convert that to inches, at a depth of 4.5 meters below today's street level, much to our excitement, we discovered the large flagstones that pave the street. Ulfer Sion, excavation director for the authority, said in an emailed statement, the excavation, part of a renovation of the area, started 3 weeks ago, and the street was discovered earlier this week, said authority spokeswoman Yoli Schwartz. The find will be covered up again once the work is finished, she said in a telephone interview. Also discovered in the excavation were pottery vessels, coins, and five small square bronze weights that shopkeepers use for weighing precious metals. Well, 1,500 years of history, folks. Gold and silver coins. We'll be back right after this break for hour number two. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the previous segment, we went through a boatload of news, news from all over the world, and very little news about the United States, although we did cover a little bit of a discussion about the weather. Boy, isn't that miserable, talking about the weather on the broadcast. Well, that's part of the news. But we're going to go into, I think what I would like to do after the five-minute break is to play a little bit of the Sarah Palin from the Tea Party Nation presentation. And then we'll discuss that as well. But before we go there, let's go here for the first 5 minutes. These are some of the 45 communist goals that on January the 10th, 1963, Congressman Albert S. Herlong Jr. of Florida read into the congressional record. Here's number one. The U.S. should accept coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. The U.S. should accept coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. In other words, we're locking in on one concept, locking out all others. Two, these are communist goals, apparently, that he dug up. The U.S. should be willing to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. The U.S. should be willing to capitulate in preference to engaging in an atomic war. Of course, at that time, it was the United States that was the only country on the planet, and still is, that has used atomic weaponry. Weapons of mass destruction at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Let's not forget that. Three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the U.S. would be a demonstration of quote-unquote moral strength. An illusion. And develop that illusion. That's your Edward Bernays propaganda stuff going on there. Develop the illusion. See, that would take all of the work of the academia, that would take the work of the controlled media, that would take the work of Congress even, to develop this illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of quote-unquote moral strength. Four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Of course, there's a little bit of that free trade language in Milton and Rose Friedman's Free to Choose that I found rather disturbing, and there's certainly a lot of free trade in the Republican Libertarian Caucus's line of reasoning as well. That would be Ron Paul. Five, extend long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Of course, it was the international Jews, the international bankster gangsters, if you will, the Judahites, or, that brought us Soviet Russia and the Soviet satellites, Trotsky, the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks and Lenin and Stalin, and Khrushchev and Gorbachev. Six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. That's right. We should rob from the American people and give our money and our industries to people who do not share our world's views. 7, grant recognition of Red China and admission of Red China to the United Nations. Again, this was 1963. Well, pick those goals up on the other side of this break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. And in fact, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. We've gone through the news for today in the first hour. If you've missed the first hour of the broadcast, you can always access our archives at OracleBroadcasting.com. On the homepage, just click on the show archives link, and then the show archives page opens up. Scroll down, click on Become Vocal Local, and you'll be able to access months and months and months of previous broadcasts. And it's not always just the news, but you're likely to find news in the first hour and a teaching segment in the second. Well, we're going through and started out in the first 5 minute segment while some of our affiliates were away at the top of the hour news break and weather reports. Gave a little bit of a weather report ourselves. Looks to me like we're in for a real blessing, and the snow comes into Washington, D.C. and into New York. The gangster banksters might be away for holiday, and certainly the Senate and the Congress whores will be in recess, and that's a good thing, too. Certainly, we're never safe when they're in session. But back and looking at these communist goals, there's 45 of these communist goals. Congressman Albert S. Herlong, Jr. of Florida, on January the 10th of 1963, read into the congressional record. I'm just sharing a couple of them with you. Pick it up at about number 10 here on this list. Actually, give number 9. Yeah, let's give up number 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. You'll remember that when Joseph Stalin died in 1953, he was replaced in office by Khrushchev. Nikita Khrushchev. Can I ever remember him? Here's number 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the U.S. has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Yeah, you can go back there and find out about how the United States has basically blocked, through the United Nations, the Atomic Energy Commission, blocked the meaningful development and utilization of atomic power, nuclear power plants. Always we focus on the military-industrial applications, and no one wants to have a nuclear detonation, of stupid as stupid is. But certainly, there has been no end of the amount of repression against anyone's meaningful application of nuclear power, including in Iran. Very interesting. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Shouldn't be any surprise, while with or without any backing from the Rockefellers, the John Birch Society and many others have been opposed to the advance of communism globally. Just on these kind of goals alone. Imagine that if this was 1963, were the year 2010, they'd have to be down in South Carolina paying their $5 registration fee as subversives intent upon overthrow of the government of the United States of America. Of course, now that should be required for all congressional and senatorial candidates on both of the established two-party political system. Here's another one. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Number 13, do away with loyalty oaths. How many times did it take the usurper to get it right, if he ever did, when he was swearing in the oath of office? 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. One would have to say that was job done from day one, wouldn't you? Number 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Rights, rights, you Americans. Soon you'll know what it's like to have rights no longer. 42 U.S.C. Is it 1951? Civil rights. Number 17, get control of the schools and use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, and put the party line in textbooks and encyclopedias and in magazines and in newspapers and on the television sets and on the cinema and in the pulpit. Number 18, gain control of all student newspapers. That's the free speech movement. That was a done deal. Number 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations that are under communist attack. Again, the free speech movement. the anti-war protests, the segregation movements, etc. In the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. Here's 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. This was written in 1963. All of this has been accomplished. Number 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substituting shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Very interesting. Number 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Number 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and freedom of the press. Up on internet radio this morning, Bubba the Love Sponge and Mr. Stern and all of the other gangbangers and carpoolers that are spewing out their filth on the airwaves for people to listen to at this time of day. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Number 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And today, the internet. Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Even by teaching young children how to masturbate in the public schools. Well, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. We'll take the break and be back in three.
A debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Turned once again, you know, and every day when I come to the air, it's always with a certain amount of concern that I haven't overlooked something important in the news. You know, I'm always terrified, if you will, that Godzilla may be doing chin-ups from the St. Louis Arch, and I miss it in the morning news, but I don't see anything out there that's really earth-shaking, which in itself troubles me insofar as we're heading towards Lupercalia and the Chinese New Year and Valentine's Day massacres. But I don't know, we'll see. But there's just kind of a pensiveness about my spirit today, and perhaps you can hear it on the broadcast. I'm not exactly in my comfort zone for some particular reason. Something's troubling me. Maybe something is going to break during the day. I don't know. We'll have to see. Just kind of knocking along here, filling in a little bit of time. I do want to talk about Sarah Palin, however. Maybe we'll save that for after this break, cover a few more of these communist goals, and then give her a few minutes of airtime. I want you to hear this speech at the Tea Party Nation, part of it, not all of it. I won't bore you with that. I went through the thing, and there are parts of it that are very revealing, but I didn't go through the process of organizing a whole bunch of little sound clips. I'm just going to play the first 10 or so minutes, maybe start in or somewhere in that area. So if you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it soon. But again, let's go back to a couple more of these goals, these communist goals. Why? Why even bother looking at a list like this? Well, it just gives you an idea of the depth of planning. You know, so many people out there haven't planned anything for this year, have no plans for next year. Certainly there are lots of groups and organizations out there that are all planned up for this week and have no plans beyond that. But the people that are gaining total control of the planet Earth have plans that run back for centuries. David Rockefeller said, after 500 years, we have a chance for a new world order. In other words, coming forward from the Reformation, October the 31st of 1517, with Martin Luther nailed his thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church, coming forward from that to the October surprise. Come forward 500 years from there, and we put ourselves right into this time period that we're living in today after 500 years. Now we finally start to unveil the new world order. But let's get a couple more of these communist goals out on the air. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Violates the principle of the separation of church and state. What is the idea of the separation of church and state anyway? The idea is that the state shall not establish a church. What is an established church? Just like the established political party systems, it's a state establishment, it's a state monopoly. It's like the Anglican Church in England. It's like the Catholic Church in France and in Italy and other places, all the Catholic nations, an established church. That is the separation of church and state. not the faith of the people. Number 29, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Yes, there might be a place here or a place there that could be tweaked and be a better document. But at the time that it was written, it was profound. It was earth-shattering. It upset the apple cart in Europe. The Verona Treaty, for instance, gives evidence to that, where the black nobility of Europe thanked the Catholic Church for their work, their diligent work, against this idea of freedom and republicanism. All of the various republics, again, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs. Certainly that mud is still being slung today, isn't it? Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Well, you always have to read with great caution when you're reading about the downside of these very bright, young, often very wealthy men who came here from England largely as colonists and as proprietors of the colonies. Read with care. Read with discernment. And then check the author of the book and make sure that you can rely upon the author, not just the words written in the book. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. And you'll find that in textbooks today. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. Any socialist movement, whether it be H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, or whether it be Obamacare, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or Social Security, or food stamps, or WIC programs, or cash for clunkers, or cash for caulkers. Support any socialist movement. World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, all the Bugs and Bunnies group, the Sustainable Development Movement, Mikhail Gorbachev, working out of the Presidio, advancing the Green Cross International. Support any socialist movement. Number 32 here. Number 33, eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Infiltrate and gain control of big businesses. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Department of Health and Human Services, the child Nazis. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders. Are you having issues today? Are you on psychotropic drugs? Communist goal, number 38. Number 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. Again, we go back and look at the Church of Scientology. For whatever it's worth, up or down, they railed against the psychiatric hospitals, the use of electroshock therapy and other unusual and cruel punishments. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Montessori schools, daycare centers, etc., etc. Pre-kindergarten. I think they call it K-2, don't they? K-2. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. Violence and insurrection. that students and special interest groups should rise up and make a, quote-unquote, united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Number 43, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Haiti's on the rebound, starting to produce again. Serge Biles dead. Be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And closing out the last couple of these communist goals here in the 45 that are presented in this list, again, January the 10th, 1963, read into the congressional record by Congressman Albert S. Herlong of Florida. We find number 43 rather interesting as well, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. And if you listen to Doug Owens' broadcast last evening, you heard the long list, or the litany there, the top 10 of the tin pod despot dictators, largely put into place by the United States and Great Britain and all of these colonies all around the world, supported in all the things that they do, as we always do. But this is the idea of overthrowing all of the colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. We find that all over the planet. We're always stirring them up, keeping them down, breaking them up. And we're in Haiti today. Number 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. That's been done. Hutchison, Whampoa, right? Number 45, repeal the Connolly Reservation so the U.S. cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over domestic problems and give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike as Interpol comes into the United States with impunity. And The Hague seems to triumph over just about everything, all things being international. Let's go to the Tea Party Nation down in Tennessee, Nashville. And we're going to pick up a couple of moments into the broadcast here. This is a C-SPAN broadcast. I want you to listen carefully. I hope it comes across well. I'm not really versed on this idea of running clips. But I did want to talk a little bit, let you hear a little bit of this, then we'll discuss it. Here we go.
Pastor, President, raise your hand and thank you for our freedom. God bless you guys. We salute you. We honor you. Thank you. I am so proud to be American. Thank you. Gosh, thank you. Happy birthday, Ronald Reagan. Well, a special hello to the C-SPAN viewers. You may not be welcome in those healthcare negotiations, but you have an invitation to the Tea Party. Very good to be here in Tennessee, the Volunteer State, the home of good country music and good southern barbecue, and great to be at the Tea Party convention. I guess down here, that's some southern sweet tea. And you know, up in Alaska, we have a smaller version of Tea Party up there, and we call it iced tea. And I am a big supporter of this movement. I believe in this movement. I've got lots of friends and family in the lower 48 who attend these events and across the country, just knowing that this is the movement and America is ready for another revolution, and you are a part of this. I look forward to attending more Tea Party events in the near future. It is just so inspiring to see real people, not politicos, not inside the Beltway professionals, come out and stand up and speak out for common sense conservative principles. And today, I want to start off with a special shout out to America's newest senator, thanks to you, Scott Brown. In many ways, Scott Brown represents what this beautiful movement is all about. You know, he was just a guy with a truck and a passion to serve our country.
Okay, so I think you can get a little bit of a flavor of that. We'll come back to it again. But just as an aside, just starting out here, if you notice the the use of this, proud to be an American, proud to be an American, proud to be an American, three times right off the bat. That's interesting. And then, of course, naturally, we have to recognize our servicemen and thank them for our freedom. I want you to keep in mind this woman is being considered as a candidate for the President of the United States of America or a vice president of this country. And at the same time, keep in mind that this is not a presidential election year. In 2010, there's a congressional races and some Senate races and local races, mostly. There's no president stumping here, so why is she stumping here? She's definitely keeping her face in front of the monitor, and even though she rails and regales against Barry the Usurper, reading from a teleprompter, she is standing at a podium, and her head is bent down as she reads her notes. So a teleprompter is just a sophisticated way of having your pre-prepared speech in front of you as you make your presentation. And certainly, her reading skills, impromptu, are at least dependent upon those notes and indicative of someone that is not reading words that she has written, but words that have been probably written for her. She mentions the movement number of times as well. Ronald Reagan's birthday. That's kind of like, that's just kind of the way it is when you're hanging around with Republicans. And so this movement apparently is a Ronald Reagan movement or a Republican movement, whereas the Tea Parties, taxed enough already what the acronym stands for, are largely and were originally an independent type of a thing, more libertarian than Republican. And then she also uses the language or the verbiage that America is ready for another revolution. Of course, she also uses the shout-out, and we give that out here as well, the big shout-out. I learned that shout-out stuff from the meetup groups. I learned the shout-out from the young people, just as she has as well, as a way of giving tribute to our younger audience. But, again, she's just employing these various tactics, if you will, key phrases to get the audience to get on board with her. But let's listen now as she continues her introduction comments.
He looked around and he saw that things weren't quite right in Washington. So he stood up and he decided that he was going to do his part to put our government back on the side of the people. And it took...
Okay, and so this is the Scott Brown comments, you know, that he's just a guy with a truck. He's also a guy with a genealogy. And there's more to Scott Brown probably than would meet the eye of most people, certainly passers-by. But you've got to ask yourself, as you listen to this, what does Sarah Palin know? What doesn't she know? What is she privy to? And what is she obfuscating? So let's continue. She's going to cheer on Scott Brown.
And it took a lot of hard work. But with grassroots support, Scott Brown carried the day. And it has been so interesting now to watch the aftermath of the Massachusetts Chowder Revolution. The White House blames the candidate, their candidate. And Nancy Pelosi, she blamed the Senate Democrats. And Rahm Emanuel criticized a pollster. And yet again, President Obama found some way to make this all about George Bush.
Okay, that's going back inside of a box, if you'll notice, because basically what you're dealing with there in that comment tour is that we are going back into the division between the established two-party political system. We're going back in, and we're looking at Republicans, Democrats. Where is taxed enough already inside of that dialogue, I question. But again, the idea of going back to George Bush, there was certainly no love lost, I think, between Bush and Palin. It certainly comes across in the other things she says. Listen carefully.
You know, considering the recent conservative election sweep, it's time that they stop blaming everyone else. When you're 0-for-3, you'd better stop lecturing and start listening. The only place that the left hasn't placed the blame is on their agenda. So, some advice for our friends on that side of the aisle. That's where you gotta look, because that's what got you into this mess. The Obama-Pelosi-Reid agenda. It's going to leave us less secure, more in debt, and more under the thumb of big government. And that is out of touch, and it's out of date. And if Scott Brown is any indication, it's running out of time.
All right, so this idea of out of touch, out of date, and running out of time. Again, we're talking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans and Democrats. As if the Republican Party were saints and that the Democratic Party is Satan. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com.
the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we've returned once again looking at a C-SPAN video here, the Sarah Palin keynote speech at the Tea Party Nation Convention, Tea Party Nation Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, held over the last weekend. And this is a 60-minute presentation. At least this segment appears to have that length on it. And we're only touching a little bit of the first moments of it, but let me give a little bit more and then I'll comment one more time.
Aided or saved. It's quite another to call the devastation that a homicide bomber can inflict a man-made disaster. And I just say, come on, Washington, if nowhere else. National security, that's one place where you got to call it like it is. We should acknowledge that on Christmas Day, the system did not work. Abdul Muttalib passed through airport security with a bomb, and he boarded a flight hell-bent on killing innocent passengers. This terrorist trained in Yemen with Al-Qaeda. His American visa was not revoked until after he tried to kill hundreds of passengers. On Christmas Day, the only thing that stopped this terrorist blind luck and brave passengers. Really, it was a Christmas miracle, and that is not the way that the system is supposed to work. What followed was equally disturbing after he was captured. He was questioned for only 50 minutes. He had a choice in how to do this. The choice was only question him for 50 minutes and then read his Miranda rights. The administration says then there are no downsides or upsides to treating terrorists like civilian criminal defendants. But a lot of us would beg to differ. For example, there are questions we would have liked this foreign terrorist to answer before he lawyered up and invoked our U.S. constitutional right to remain silent. Our U.S. constitutional right. Fought and were willing to die for to protect in our Constitution. The right that my son, as an infantryman in the United States Army, is willing to die for. The protections provided, thanks to you, sir, we're going to bestow them on a terrorist who hates our Constitution and tries to destroy our Constitution and our country. This makes no sense because we have a choice and how we're going to deal with the terrorists. We don't have to go down that road. There are questions that we would have liked answered before he lawyered up. Like, where exactly were you trained and by whom? You're bragging about all these other terrorists just like you. Who are they? When and where will they try to strike next? The events surrounding the Christmas Day plot reflect the kind of thinking that led to September 11th. That threat then, as the USS Cole was attacked, our embassies were attacked, it was treated like an international crime spree, not like an act of war. We're seeing that mindset again settle into Washington. That scares me for my children, for your children. Treating this like a mere law enforcement matter places our country at grave risk, because that's not how radical Islamic extremists are looking at this.
Okay, so that's enough of that. I think you get the general idea. The radical Islamic extremists, you know, the idea that we really don't want to just, you know, look at this Christmas Day Shorts bomber as a criminal case. We want to look at it as an act of war against the United States. We want to look at this from the standpoint of, instead of just interrogating the fellow for an hour and then reading his Miranda rights, if he would have any Miranda rights, since she's right on that, he really hasn't, not a citizen of the United States, but instead of just interrogating the individual for 50 minutes, maybe we should just waterboard hell out of him for 2 or 3 years. Maybe we should rendition him off to Guantanamo or some other location somewhere on the planet. Maybe it would be better if we had just gone ahead and tortured this individual and see if we could have wrenched a confession out of him, something like that, before we allow him to lawyer up. And certainly we can talk about the USS Cole. We could talk about many of the egregious affronts that have happened around the world. But again, just like going back to looking at the incident at Hiroshima, or looking at USS Liberty, she does mention the Cole. She doesn't mention the Liberty. What is she talking about? What is she covering? What does she know? Does she actually believe that this guy with a little bit of whatever plastique in his pants was intent on blowing up this airplane? Has she followed the story? Does she understand about the man, the well-dressed man? Has she embarked in any of that? She's certainly appealing for these heartstrings, but then she's also making the references to those that would be willing to die to protect the freedoms of this country. I think that because she ran with the John McCain ticket, she was running under then the platform for the Republican Party, which, for those of you that have actually read that platform, not the new one, not this, come to Jefferson moment that they've written, but the one that said repeatedly, "Hail Bush, Hail Bush," Oh, yes, it did. You could just see the salute going up in the audience. Hail Bush. She definitely has the same mindset that the previous administration had. Would there be a change? Is she advocating real change? A meaningful return to a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, or is she encouraging people to go back to status quo? After all, the Democrats know nothing, right? It's only the Republicans that really understand the situation. It's only the Republicans that really understand the need to expand our military and industrial complex globally, as if the Democrats haven't advanced that themselves. So I'm very concerned about this particular woman speaking at this particular convention. For those of you out there that have been to the Tea Party movements, I spoke for one in Springfield. And at that meeting, I started my little talk off, an hour-long speech, if you will, a layout of an action plan, with the comment that there's, like George Wallace back in the 60s, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and anyone that still believes that there does is ignorant, misinformed, and really needs to do some homework. And that what we're really not needing to do here is to repent inside of the established two-party political system. The intent here, the goal here, especially on Become Vocal Local, I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system. And I see the road, the fastest road to that is through embedding within these systems to gain majority controls of these parties so that we can merge these parties together in convention assembled and vote them out of existence. It's a slightly different message than the one that Sarah is presenting. But if there is any goodness of all of this, there are at least people who are active. And there are at least people who are active and concerned enough to travel all the way to Nashville. I just hope, and I don't want to lay any blame, if you will, on the movement, quote-unquote. Let's look to the leaderships. Who's directing this? Who's creating the dialogue? Who's bringing in what speakers for what events? That's where the real challenge lies. Anyone that's ever been a leader in a group understands the importance of that, the ability to discern where the real energy needs to lie, what real goals are. But in the face of this lengthy list of these 45 communist goals, there are things that we can do and there are things that we must do. And unfortunately, there are things that we have very little time to accomplish that are going to require a lot of effort. And so it's my hope that for those that are out there, and I do know plenty that are involved in these groups and organizations, it is my hope that they will be very careful about running down the road behind this particular brand, this Dick Armey, Freedom Works, Glenn Beck, Bullhorn Boy, perhaps, type of a activation system, and realize that it truly is a leader, no leader organization, a leaderless movement, if you will, even though Sarah would like to be the leader. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.